Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. We are back here at the Voodoo Wing Company enjoying all of the games on tonight. The Jags way out in front of Georgia Southern, 31-0 just across the street. We invite you to come out and see us here at the Voodoo Wing Company and have a cold beverage and some wings and join the crowd here. Joining us now live here is the coach, Fred Riley. And, Coach, always good to have you with us on a Thursday night.
Great to be here. Had a buffalo chicken sandwich a few minutes ago. That's good stuff now. They don't have just wings here. They got all kinds of good food.
They really do. It is a fantastic place. And if you're heading to Auburn or Tuscaloosa, locations there as well for all of your tailgate needs. Let's talk about the SEC a little bit. As I mentioned before the break, kind of loosened up last Saturday night with A&M's win over Alabama. Everybody in the West has at least one loss, so a little motivation maybe for the Auburn Tigers heading into the early game Saturday at Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, you've sort of got a little tournament going on now over the next few weeks between all those teams. I mean, it really looks like everybody, I mean, you have to be realistic. I mean, what happened to Alabama happens to Alabama once every few years. A quarterback plays the best game of his life. And they up and everything, full moon, whatever falls into place, and they lose to somebody that way. And everybody else, I believe everybody else in the West is going to end up with two losses where it's all said and done. When you start looking at how they play one another and how it plays out, everybody's probably going to end up with two. Alabama will probably bounce back and run the table of the Auburn game, and I think it'll still end up that game being what decides what goes on in the West. And it happens that way a lot, and it could certainly happen again this year.
Being able to control your own destiny, though, or having that thought in your mind, that's an important factor going into this Saturday and the rest of the way.
No question. And when you do realize that that King Kong is invincible, I mean, they're not invincible. That they can be had. It creates a little different atmosphere, and that maybe you don't have to pull off a miracle to win. You can just do your thing. The cool thing about the SEC West and the SEC in general is everybody has sort of their own little thing going. I mean, everybody's a little different offensively. No two teams look alike from week to week, so it's a different style of coaching at each place, a different style of offense, a different style of defense, and it comes down so much to how those systems and those players match up. Because I don't think, really, other than Alabama and Auburn, Alabama and Georgia for the most part, everybody else, the player differential is very minimal, and it's a lot coaching and preparation and game management now is who wins the games.
Okay, I think most people would think that Alabama and Georgia are out in front by a pretty good margin talent-wise. You don't think so?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think Alabama and Georgia outside of that, everybody else is very, very close in terms of personnel. Mm-hmm. And which again makes it very interesting every week. I mean, very, very, very close games, very competitive games, and who does the best with what they got?
Yeah, got some other interesting games around the conference and around the SEC West this weekend. A&M, the winner last Saturday night against Missouri, that shouldn't really be a contest, I wouldn't think, with Missouri struggling a little bit. Florida and LSU might be a pretty good ball game. The Gators probably with a little bit of edge there, and Orgeron maybe on the seat in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I mean, them LSU fans are nasty now. You lose to Kentucky. I mean, it's hard to block out all the white noise and focus on what you're doing. They've got a tough chore ahead of them.
Yeah, and speaking of Kentucky, the game of the week, the Cats and the Dogs, both undefeated heading in at 6-0, I think. That should be an interesting ball game to see how far Stoops has brought Kentucky. Can they match up with a team like Georgia?
You know, Kentucky Those guys over the last two or three years have probably done more with their personnel than anybody around, finding a way to win, finding a way to stay in games and be competitive. They do an outstanding job. I still think Georgia's going to smack them pretty good.
Yeah.
But because I think Kentucky's pretty much in that bunch with everybody else. Coach Stoops, that group does a heck of a job coaching football.
Yeah, then we've got Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and the other intriguing game to me is Ole Miss. Of course, they won the one-point ball game last week against Arkansas, and Tennessee may be the surprise team of the season in the Southeastern Conference. They are having a pretty good year, and I don't know if that would be an upset or not over Ole Miss, but it looks like a pretty even matchup.
You know, and hey, I don't know if it's an upset or not either, but I think that's going to be a very competitive game. I mean, again, Ole Miss have a little jet lag from the game last week and how crazy that football game was, and Tennessee's got a little rhythm going.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, Coach Heupel's done a good job up there.
Alabama and Mississippi State. I mentioned a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago also, when I watched that Mississippi State LSU game, and Mississippi State in general and Coach Leach, they're going to have a good passing game. Mm-hmm. And Alabama's defense struggled a little bit last week. What do you think of that matchup?
You know, I think it's a different style of passing game, though. I mean, you know, for Mississippi State, short passes are their run game. You know, one thing that Texas A&M was able to do until the kid got hurt was run the football and run the football downhill. Mississippi State makes no effort to run the football downhill.
Right.
Their runs are the mesh passing game and dinking it underneath and hope you turn and run for three more yards after you catch it. That's just going the lack of breakaway talent
ability
in Mississippi State is going to make it very difficult on them to beat Alabama.
Yeah, and Alabama, I think, would be
– they'll be a little ill. Yeah,
a little ill this week. Speaking of the running game, I would think that Arkansas has given up a lot of rushing yards the past few weeks. I would think Auburn would come out and try to run the football and kind of test their offensive line. Listening to some of the guys this week, that's kind of what's happening in practice. How successful do you think they can be against Arkansas this weekend?
Well, again, I will say this. I think Auburn's staff is right there in terms of getting as much out of their people as they can get, as much as anybody in the league. I mean, they are with the talent base they're playing with right now, they are really maximizing their guys as they figure out what their guys can actually do in games.
Yeah.
And adjusting, adapting to that. But no different than for most people, if you can't run the ball downhill to some degree, you're going to put too much pressure on your quarterback, and it's going to go backwards on you. And they've got to continue to work on running the ball downhill and attacking the ball downhill and take some pressure off the quarterback, which that's for everybody pretty much, and allow him to throw when he's ahead of the sticks, throw when they want to throw, and give him more opportunities to be successful.
Yeah. And visiting with Coach Fred Riley for a couple more minutes here on Tiger Talk Overtime. They're still trying to figure out, too, Fred, the personnel lineup.
No question.
Seems like they're trying to mix more and more of those tight ends in, trying to find a spot for them somewhere, because obviously the receiving corps is having some difficulties catching the football.
They've had some issues, whether it's, you know, two guys in the same spot on routes or drop passes, you know. And again, I think Coach Harsin and his style is more of an NFL kind of style. He wants to involve tight ends and running backs, and the guys in the NFL that are being successful week in and week out, look, their tight ends are catching the football. Their running backs are catching the football to create one-on-ones on the outside, and they've done they continue to grow. It you know, you think, well they had spring and summer, but it's still there's no simulating the SEC on Saturday and the SEC on the road on Saturday. And I mean, you can't do it until you do it.
Well, always a pleasure to visit, and an exciting
appreciate
week of SEC football coming up. I know you got the storm coming up next spring again? Any adventures lately?
You know, we're still doing player interviews. Our first coaches meeting will be coming up here in a couple of weeks, and we start tryouts in November, helmet practices in December, and full gear in January, and we start getting after it. Yes, sir.
All right, the Fairhope Storm, go over there and check them out next season in Fairhope as they play a great schedule of football. Well, the Auburn Tigers heading to Arkansas. They should be there tomorrow morning sometime and getting ready for that 11 o'clock affair. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Appreciate our guest Carlos Rogers, Brian Stoltz from AuburnSports.com, and, of course, Coach Fred Riley here for the last minutes, a few minutes talking about the SEC. That'll do it for us. Enjoy the ball game, everybody, War Eagle, and we'll see you next Thursday night right back here.